Blog Talk Radio.
But when you do it, like, well, never mind. Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Late Night Girls. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How you doing? I'm Marita.
And I'm Jen Mateo.
Alrighty. I was like, we let that song play out a little late today, a little longer. I was like, where's the applause button? It's all good. It is another Tuesday. We've got some great topics on tonight. Well, a great topic on tonight, a really deep topic. So if you are listening out there, make sure that you share this link with your friends, you know, and share the show. And we'll also be posting again on our Facebook pages afterwards, so you can always come back and listen to the archive episodes, because everybody needs to hear this. And everybody is affected by this in some way. We'll be talking about domestic violence. Love shouldn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt at all. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We know it's not exactly October yet, but we wanted to get the things rolling a little ahead of time. So we're going to be before time. We ain't got to follow suit and just talk about it in October, because we can talk about it right now, because it's going on right now. Right now, right now. Okay. So, Jen, what is going on with you, girl? We're going to get our small talk out the way and see what was up, what's been happening in the week. And we know it's only Tuesday, but so much has happened over the weekend. And, yeah, so what's been up?
Not much. I took a little trip this weekend, and it was a lot of fun. Well, it was always good to get away. But besides that, back at work, the Pope is coming this week. So New York is going to be on lockdown, so, and that's about
crazy.
It.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I got an alert from my phone, because I follow, like, News Channel 8, you know, in Connecticut, and they sent breaking news. The Pope just arrived in Washington. I was like, awesome. So I know kind of, like, what's going on sometimes in the world because of my News Channel 8 app. Thank you. And otherwise, I probably wouldn't know nothing. Oh, my mom called me and told me. You know, that's in my news, too. And that's why I can't wait to get my cable turned back on. Ooh, I'm having a cough attack.
You okay?
Right in y'all face. Sorry, y'all. You know, I'm just getting over a little cold. And you know what? I was on doing my show. I do this radio, this TV show once a month, and we had a taping, a live taping, as a matter of fact, last Saturday. And I did so well. I'm always fearing, like, every time I'm going to do something big, I'm going to cough. And I was like, especially when I'm just getting over a cold, if I still have one, I'm like, the cough is still lingering. I was like, oh God, please don't let this cough stick around right now. Don't let me be coughing all on this show. I don't want to look crazy and sickly. So I did really well. I was good. Right up until the last minute, the closing remarks from our host, Jose Candelario. Oh, my gosh. I was good. He was closing us out. He was just shaking our head and nodding and smiling. The rest of us.
Oh, my God.
Like, right to my right. Not realizing I coughed right into the mic. You know, we have this lavalier mic. I coughed right into the mic. Everybody just sitting was like, really, Marita? Really? You ruined my moment. You coughed right in the mic during my closing segment. He's like, it was perfect. It was perfect, and you ruined it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm so sorry. And then I felt it coming on. This is the worst part. I felt it. I was like, okay. I mean, I was like, don't cough, don't cough. But then I started, like, kind of holding my breath a little bit. I tried to swallow a couple of times. It just wasn't working. I was like, I just got to cough. I got to do it now. I'm like having this whole conversation in my head about like me about to cough. Like it was a big event. And I was like, okay. I was like, breathe. I tried to do a little long breath, and deep breath. And then that cough just came out. I was like, let me just do it to the side then, you know, nobody will notice. Because at that point, I wasn't on camera. I was like, it's just focused on him. But, yeah, I coughed right into the mic, and then everybody turned to me. Then the camera guy turns to me. I'm like, on camera, like, falling out on the side.
Oh my God.
I was like, you know what? I just messed up your whole moment. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I was like, I couldn't breathe anymore. I had to get this cough out. That was the highlight of my weekend, y'all. I can't wait to see the replays of that. I can't wait to post that on our Facebook page. Oh my gosh. But anyway.
You know, actually, something like that happened to me. I was a bridesmaid at my friend's wedding. And I felt this cough coming on, and the worst thing is when you're trying to hold it, and then, you know, they're like, you're like standing right there, and I'm like, oh my God, please don't let me cough, especially when they say, does anyone have anything to say? And I was like, and then getting to that point, and I'm trying to hold it, and then tears are coming out of my eyes.
Oh my God, yes. Right.
And then finally, I just moved it, and I'm like, I come crying.
Why are you talking like that? Oh, yeah, they probably thought you'd throw it out here. Yeah, don't. What? Do you take this, you know, beloved, wedded, whatever woman? What do you think right now? You're like, like, what? Like, is she serious right now? Like, she's trying to ruin our day.
I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was so crazy, but yeah.
Anybody object? Everybody look at you like, what's she know? Oh my gosh. I can't. So, but yeah. So listen, y'all, I am out of studio right now. I was on location live from the North Haven Cinemark movie theaters, and I just left. I saw The Perfect Guy. If you haven't seen The Perfect Guy, oh my god.
Oh, I wanted to see that this weekend.
Boris Chestnut. Oh my god. It was a really great movie, and two other people told me that it was
really good.
I'm not going to give it away. Nope. But it was really good. Just when you think, though, you knew what was going to happen, they twisted it up. So I like that. You know, they changed it. So we could predict everything right away. I mean, there might be some of y'all smart folks out there that are like, I knew that was coming. I knew that was going to happen. You know, always trying to investigate the whole movie. You know, act like y'all know. But so it was really good. I'm happy that we saw that. And we were supposed to see War Room, but that movie was also sold out earlier. And I'm really glad that we saw this movie. And let me tell you, first of all, this was a church outing. Let me just put that out there. It was a church outing. And so we were all in the Facebook group message from our church talking about what movie we were going to see since War Room. We saw that online, that was sold out. And then I was like, oh, I heard The Perfect Guy was good, and it's PG-13. So, you know, I was like, hit to see it too. We get there in the movie. They was like, that he's been right there. He had us watching this movie with all these sex scenes in it, and I'm telling the kids they got to turn their heads.
Oh my goodness.
With the kids. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't. And it was some mild cursing and stuff like that. But anyway, these kids see this on a regular anyway. Hopefully not the sex stuff, but they see other stuff. And it was worse stuff out there than you see in the street, probably, than what was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I say, hey, it's kid approved. You know, if you want to take a kid and you're like, you ain't got no sitter, they like standing over, you know, go ahead. But, like, cover your eyes in this part. Don't you butt. Anyway, I'm just saying. I feel like there's, like, something else that we're missing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's not that important.
Am I clear? Am I clear? Can you hear me right now? Like, really good?
I hear you clear. Not as clear as usual, but I do clear. I hear you clearly. This is probably how I sound usually.
Well, yeah, you sound perfect right now. Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
But you know, this is what happens when you're out on location. You know,
out
Jen.
In the streets.
Taking it to the streets. But let's see. What music do we have? Any good music? And then we can get right into our topic. So listen, guys. If you want to call in to the radio show to contribute and add your thoughts to the topic that we're going to discuss, please feel free, because, again, I feel like everybody has been affected in some way, whether it's directly or indirectly. And 792-2900, is that our number? Wait a minute, I'm missing the first. See, I don't remember my number by heart. Is it 323-792-2900?
Yes, 323. Yes. I'm sorry,
okay.
I had to double check it here.
323-792-2900.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
yep.
So call
That's
in,
right.
folks. But we're going to talk about that right after our song. Do we want to play a song or do we just want to go right into it?
Yep. We're going to play Molly Music, I believe it's called. And
yes,
it's
I love Molly.
Ready, Aim, Fire. So I'm just getting
Ready,
back here.
Ready, Aim, Fire.
I love this song instantly as soon as I heard it. So,
oh,
here
we're
going to
hear it. Before it starts, it's going to be like a little pause. It's going to sound like, because I actually downloaded this from the video, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's the beginning of the video. So play it, and we can talk for like a minute, because like it's still going to be like, oh, okay, where's the song at? And you're like, wait for it. And then like, doom, doom, or whatever it goes. But, yeah, so hit the play button. It always takes a second. Okay. Oh, see what I'm saying? I've been talking all the time.
A good follow-up to it. It's good.
Okay.
It's still taking
time.
Some time. But I do love this song. Actually, his whole album
writing, right?
is pretty good.
I love this song. I'm riding, folks, and my check engine light is on. Does that really mean I need to check the engine? You know how women in their cars. I need to be better with my car.
My check engine light is on, too. That's a problem. I need to check that as well.
Look, there we go. There go the song. See? Look how long that took.
A whole minute, like you said.
Molly Music. Ready, Aim, Fire,
Here we
guys.
Go.
We'll be right back. Can we turn it up a little bit? I can't hear.
No, I'm trying to.
Right in the middle.
In the air, you can see them. And they have rockets and machine guns. And they're firing on my plane. But I say fire. Cause it's sideways. Tryna take water to a dry place. Tryna take hope where it ain't night. Tryna take low to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So a mother gets to hold the sun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is bang, bang, gag, gag. I don't think the pops really want that. Breathe it out my neck, always on my back. Got the guns out, but I see fire. Fire, radiate fire. the destination of this rocket is to outer space. Guess I have to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. And there are powers, even there, but you can see them. They have lasers and beam guns, and they're firing on my brain. But I say fire.
Molly Music and Fire, my favorite. Am I hearing a little bit of Molly back here? Hear me? But I made it back to my destination.
Okay, I think we lost you for a second. I'm not sure if anybody heard me, but did you hear me at all, Marita? Can you hear me now? Okay, well, it looks like we're having some technical difficulties here, but we are talking about domestic violence. Hopefully, Marita, I just lost Marita. She should be back then. But we're going to talk about domestic violence, which is something very, very serious. And it's a cycle. Like, I'm getting a little personal. Like, I did grow up with domestic violence in my household. It was a problem. And I saw it growing up, I always felt like, you know, I'm not ever going to be in anything like this. You know, I see it happening. I don't like it. I don't want it. And the weird thing is that the first relationship I got into, when I got into a relationship, actually was pretty abusive. And I was pretty young and I was a teenager, but it was like, it was a cycle. And I don't know, well, back then I couldn't understand how I got myself into a relationship like this, being that I saw this and I didn't want this happening. But, you know, it happened, right. I guess. I don't even know how I picked it up, but I guess the characteristics of this other person maybe reminded me of my dad, and I wanted something like that. I don't know, but it was like something weird, and it just ended up like that. Marita, you're back, huh?
It is, yep. I heard some of what you were saying, and yes, I have. Look, I just came back home, right, and there's definitely bad reception here, guys, so I'm sorry. The call drops, and I'm like, you know, running and... Yeah, so hopefully I stay connected. Definitely. So it is definitely a vicious cycle, though, domestic violence. And, you know, it's not only, like, with the women. These men have probably seen their fathers and they go through the same thing. So I'm wondering if, you know, that has something. Well, I really think it does. It could have something to do with it as well because they've grown up with this in some way, and now it's been passed down to them, which is saying there's really still no excuse for any man to abuse a woman or any woman to abuse a man. But still, if that's what they know and that's what they've seen, it's been kind of instilled in them that it's okay because no one else told them otherwise. So, which is really a sad situation altogether. But,
yeah.
I'm out of breath, y'all.
I also believe it depends on the man too, because if a man has strong enough morals and like a strong enough character to know that this isn't right, even though he saw it happening. Like, he'll be able to control himself if he does get that mad. I don't, you know, like, he'll be able to probably break the cycle if he's like strong enough to be like, you know, I know this is not right and I'm not going to be this way, you know. But like some guys, I know they've seen it with their parents, with their fathers, stepfathers, or uncles or whoever, and they just kind of follow suit because they don't know how to deal with their anger. And that's really what it is. You don't know how to deal with your anger, and you just lash out, you know, instead of dealing with it in a more productive way.
And I think also, some men are very cowardly as well, and mm-hmm. they use it as a way to control the person that they're with and, you know, just dominate their partner because they want to feel like that they're the man, they're the king, they're in control, and that's the only way that they know how to get control, is to feel like they need to threaten the woman or have someone else in fear of them, is what
right.
I feel is the case as well. But to me, it shows a lot of insecurity also,
mm-hmm.
you
Absolutely.
Know. But anyone that does that, they don't respect women. They have no confidence in themselves, and they're just angry and bitter people is what I believe. And they're really dealing with some deep down issue that they haven't resolved yet with their own self. A lot of times it's not even really about the person that they're abusing. It's because
exactly.
they have some unresolved issues for themselves. And then again, on the other hand too, the woman that puts up with this abuse, I think sometimes that she could be a little insecure as well because or have little self-worth or self-respect for herself. Because maybe she feels like, oh, you know what, in some ways maybe I do deserve this. There is something wrong with me that he's doing this. There was a reason why. But you have to realize that it's not you. No one deserves to be put in that situation. No one deserves to be hit. I don't care how women, because we know we got some women that say some crazy stuff at the mouth and that man is going to smack you upside your face. I'd be going to smack them upside their face. I want to smack myself upside their face sometimes. For some of the things I say, because we can all have bad attitudes and mouths on us, but there's still nothing that, you know, negates the fact that they should be physically abused in any way. So,
and,
you know, there's other
also,
ways to deal with that.
Exactly. And there's other abuse. It's not always just physical. You know, there's.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
It could also happen female to man. Like, the woman could be the abuser. And in this form, most of the time, it'll be verbal abuse or mental abuse. There's also financial
mm-hmm.
abuse. But like, you know, Marita was saying this earlier, like whoever said sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is such a lie. Words burn deep.
I don't know who made
you know?
That crap up.
It's nonsense. Because to me, honestly, words
definitely
hurt me. Yes. But yeah, mm-hmm. like... the bruises will go away, but, like, what they said to me, because they were me for years, you know, I may feel like it's
right,
dirty with
forget.
Myself. Exactly, for uh-huh. something that this one person said and, like, the way they affected you and whatever. But, like, verbal abuse could be stronger than physical abuse, you know, like, they say to put you down. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes women, this is how they would abuse their significant other, you know, and it'll be verbally mm-hmm. or... even financially sometimes. Well, this is a crazy world right now. We got women who take care of men. But, you know.
Right.
And vice
yeah.
versa, you know.
That's a whole other thing right there. That's a whole other thing.
Another
I
subject,
to, like,
for real.
Parents, you know, that are raising kids. And I said this on my scope earlier today as well. That when your kids see what you allow and what you accept, that really shows them and sets the bar for them and what they will also allow and accept until maybe they get a little older and they realize and start making their own decisions and say, hold up, I don't think that's right. But while they're younger, because kids are very impressionable, so what they see their parents accept, that's what they believe is okay at the moment. And if that's what they see on a regular basis, they will think that is norm until, again, somebody shows them that, hey, that is not the right thing to be doing, to be putting up with. That is not how you treat a man or a woman. That is not a healthy relationship at all. So please show your kids something differently. Show your kids, you know, something better. Show your kids that you have respect for yourself, for them, and
you want to allow them to have a healthy childhood, because it really can scar the child emotionally when they see certain things, or, you know, they even, you know, you just need to protect your child, like what they see and what they hear, because, again, those words, if they hear, you know, you being called certain names and, you know, they take that personally too, like, you know, why is my mom this? Why are they calling my mom this? Why are they hurting my mom and making her cry, or my dad, you know? And it really does affect them, and it can affect them in schools, you know, in social settings, and they may just keep that in, and later on they could have serious anger issues as well. And you don't want to start your children off with that in life. You don't. Try to protect your children as much as you can, because they're little, they don't know anything, they're just, you know, getting to know what life is all about, and you want to make sure that's a positive experience instead of a negative one, for sure. So, and be careful what you say to your kids as well, because, again, those words can stick to them, and they will take that, you know, through their adulthood. And then they start to, that's where the low self-esteem comes in, you know, not having enough confidence in themselves, and they start to feel like they are nothing and they are worthless, and they'll let people run over them, they'll let men and women abuse them, both mentally and physically as well, because they don't really feel like they were worth anything anyway, and they said, oh, well, hey, my parents said that I wasn't, so why am I going to believe anything differently now? So just be mindful of all these things. And, you know, unfortunately, there's so many women and men that are being both mentally and physically abused. It's really sad. The numbers are really high. I was supposed to get in front of my laptop and give the statistics, but maybe we'll post those later. But it's just crazy. And where's my – I'm going to find my notebook real quick, because I had a number. Because I posted this on myself. I did a quick Periscope.
I got the number here, the National Domestic Violence Hotline.
Yes, thank you, because I put it in the description, y'all. So
yeah,
y'all
you
need
did.
To go back and get that number. Yeah, I knew I did it for a reason.
if you or someone that you know needs help with domestic violence, it's confidential, you could always call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. So it's so, you know, and it's confidential, so it's great to call even if you just want someone to talk to. And to be honest with you, actually some years back I used to volunteer at New York Presbyterian here in New York, which is like the largest hospital. And I did a lot of work with domestic violence. But we got 90 seconds, so just want to say, as usual, Marita closes out.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we have to go right now. But listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in each and every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Please go back and share this. Listen to the archive show, blogtalkradio.com/girlygirlradio. Girly is with an L-I-E. Also, listen, if nobody told you that they loved you on this week, we love you right here on the Late Night Girls. Yes,
that's right.
More importantly, God loves you, and you better know that.
Always.
Because, listen, he's the only one that's going to protect you. I ain't trying to preach to you. I know we got to go, but listen, keep God first in all that you do. And I'm telling you, he will seek vengeance even when somebody else is trying to come against you, abuse you. Physically, you better start reading that word. I'm telling y'all, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that could be physically or mentally. Those weapons. So keep that in mind, and God bless. Stay tuned for next week. We can't wait to see you. Again, go back to listen to the archived episodes. Follow us on Facebook, The Late Night Girls. All right, guys. Peace out. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Kissy sound. Okay, now goodbye.
Kissy sound. Okay. Bye, y'all.